September 15th, Tuesday. What is the covenant that you must hold on to right now? Right now, as you receive the message, you must grab hold of it. That is the method. There isn't anything else. By doing so, answers will come. In the past, I went to the United States. The believers who gathered at that time frequently quarreled with each other. While sitting near the pulpit to relay the message, I thought, how can I give the message? God utilized me to give a sermon that gave comfort to those in attendance. I came to preach a message of comfort. This was the covenant that I held onto back then. I found the Bible verses while sitting in an airplane. In that moment, while standing at the pulpit, I held on to the following words, "Raise the remnant." As I witnessed the adults fighting, that was the covenant I held on to. I had found Isaiah 6:13. From that point on, tremendous answers and works arose. Without exception, the covenant was fulfilled. There isn't much time left. There's no need to hold on to many things. Just hold on to the covenant during worship. A business person who found his identity. 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 3 and 4. And Ahab had summoned Obadiah, his palace administrator. Obadiah was a devout believer in the Lord. While Jezebel was killing off the Lord's prophets, Obadiah had taken 100 prophets and hidden them in 2 caves, 50 in each, and had supplied them with food and water. What have I received in this age? If you ask this question, you'll see the work and covenant that have been given solely to you. This covenant becomes the reason for your devotion. For those who possess the life of Jesus Christ, they'll immediately see the value of staking their lives for world evangelization. Then what kind of business person was Obadiah who staked his life for his ministry? Number one, a business person who saw the absolute need and absolute sovereignty. Obadiah was both a servant of King Ahab and a disciple of Elijah, whom King Ahab hated. However, King Ahab recognized Obadiah as someone who was indispensable. Obadiah knew the absolute needs of the age and challenge toward the ministry on which he staked his life. He fed 100 prophets and made preparations regarding the spiritual battle on Mount Carmel. At that time, Obadiah experienced the end of the drought which had plagued Israel. Number two, the answers that a business person received. Through Obadiah's devotion, Elijah received a wonderful promise from God on Mount Horeb. Elijah met the disciple Elisha, whom God had prepared. In addition, Obadiah's devotion led to the Dothan movement. Through the prayer of 24 hours of business people who held on to the covenant, Elijah experienced the works of 25 hours. Obadiah did the works that were rightful, inevitable, and absolute. His works seemed small, but he gave his devotion to the works that God desired. Even if you work for a short period of time, this is the method to experience God's works. Dear God, as I hold on to the covenant given by you, help me to give my devotion to the works that you desire. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.